like to talk about our group's research program entitled Transportation Related Injuries Among US Immigrants. Findings from 2000 to 2005 National Health Interview Survey Data. Immigrants are the fastest growing segment of U.S. Population. That total comprises 12% of the total U.S. population. And the U.S. Labor Bureau report in 2003 there are 33.5 million. And that's an increase of almost 24 billion since 1970. So we would to conduct this research on interest among immigrants. There are several reasons. The first reason I would like to say this the injury is the leading cause of disabilities and mortality around the world in the US. And the injury is the ranking fourth of cause of death in the US. In 1980s we estimated 105,000 deaths, and we also project to the deaths will be 106,000 in the U.S. in 2020. So our research purposes, we have several the purposes. First one, we would like to ask whether the rate of transportation injuries among foreign-born persons is higher compared to U.S. borns or not. Secondly, we like to demonstrate the relationship of the length of immigration, whether they are impact the injury rate among foreign-born persons compared to U.S. born persons. Thirdly, we like to compare the injury patterns in terms of multiple vehicle host. The industry drivers or passengers, and also we like to compare the type of a vehicle between a U.S. firm and a foreign firm individuals. Method, we use the data of National Health Interview data from 2000 to 2005. That's a complex over sample survey design. So, and we use weights to count for complex sample design and non-response. And that weight was provided by the National Health National Center for Health Statistics. The foreign-born status will be definite if the person place was outside the U.S. and the respondents born in the U.S. territories, we would categorize this group of people to as a foreign-born individuals. And otherwise, and the people who were born in one of the 50 U.S. states or Washington, D.C., we categorize them to as U.S. born persons. And the years of residence, we categorize four groups, less 5 years, 5 to 9 years, and 10 to 14 years, over 15 years. And this is for foreign-born persons, and the U.S. born persons and reference groups. So the transportation-related injuries, we definite them if the injury events happened during the 3 months prior to the interview, that was serious enough to require medical attention. And also we based on the cause of the injury event according to SCP-9 internal cause code, there are several injuries. So we expect that for the transportation region rates to just record from SP5. And also we select some social demographic variables, for example, age, gender, race, education levels, first reason, alcohol use, family income, and access to Medicare. And for national health individual data, we have the personal data file and the injury file and adult file. And actually, the alcohol use variables is only available from adult file. Adult file is a radio sample of national health individual data, personal file. So it's not whole sample size. And it only a part of participants of a personal file. So first one, first thing, we use a SAS software to prepare data, and we after that, and we use student software to analyze data, and that account for the complex sample design and weighting assumptions as we test the survey. So we use the Cox multivariate A Cox proportional hazard regression module to analyze this data. And first, if the variable is significant in the univariate analysis, we would put these variables in the multivariate A Cox proportional module. Why we use a Cox module to analyze data, we just assume a constant risk period, I mean an equal follow-up time for all subjects, for injuries and no injuries, and so this prevalence ratio can get preserved conservative and consistent result compared to use a logistic regression module. So we also and we use the two variables. First one, we see a negativity. That means foreign bound and U.S. bound, and U.S. bound as a reference bound. And we also use the years of residence, and so U.S. bound also as a reference bound. So modules are almost same except these variables. We just add the confounding effects of the major social demographic variables. So results. The overall household interview rate of the National Health Interview Survey based almost from 2000 to 2005, the responding rate from 87 to almost 90%. And a total of 431,000 individuals aged 16 years and older were included in our analysis. Among these respondents, and almost 20% were foreign-born persons. Firstly, we would like to report out the rate of transportation injuries for foreign-born persons. There are a total of 1,457 respondents reported transportation-related injuries during the 3 months prior to the National Health Interview Survey. And for foreign-born persons, we found that there are low rate of transportation-related injuries compared to U.S.-born respondents. That's 28,000 versus 36,000. So p-value is significant. And the result too, and the perfect ratio of injuries by negativity and years of residence. So we use the model 1 and model 2, and the model 2 model 2 that comparable, we just mentioned that comparables save except negativity and years of residence. So for former persons, we found the burn ratio is lower compared to Europe. However, we haven't found a significant. And also for the years of residence, they are also unsafe, they are not significant. So we use the same module and adjust for the echo for thinking. Although the performance ratio increased a little bit, and but compared to US comparison, it's not significant for both sitters. For example, use a firm person as a whole or use different years of land immigration as a reference. So we did a listener analysis. We just think about a few years of immigrants, maybe they have no cars, and they have maybe they have a low immigration rate that would impact the final 20. So we just include this group, and finally we haven't found that difference between the from our original 20. Still, farm individuals have a low prevalence and prevalence ratio. Still, are similar between compared to US farm persons. And the last result we would like to report is the characteristic of transportation-related injuries. So, from our research finding, we found that the majority of injured persons were either a driver or passenger. That's 90% from both foreign persons and for US one person, that's I think that's 70%, 72%. And the passenger in a vehicle attempt injury, foreign persons, that's a little bit higher compared to US one persons when the injury happened. So, finally, the type of vehicle involved in the transportation related injuries. So, for passenger cars, and the former report 72% compared to 63% among U.S. persons. So, there are significant differences. And also, we report are wearing a safety belt, and for former individuals, they are the injured person, they report 92% being wear the seatbelt compared to only 83% of seatbelt use among US persons, the injured persons. So they are significant. So, we also report study limitation, and there are several limitations in our research. First one, and we like to say we lack of driving miles information is important. But however, and we read some the research report that say the more miles saving, they are more correct. So, and we like to say for in the immigrants group, maybe they are driving miles maybe less compared to yourself, but we don't know that, and we just guess. And secondly, we didn't have information about illegal driver license, and also we do know the status of the car ownership. Maybe this information are very important, and apart from the national having the data, we haven't got this information. So, this is our limitation. Another limitation is the injury information was never reported. That may be haven't verified by policy reports or the insurance report. Maybe that caused a detection bias. But we use some variables to correct that problem. For example, we use the delayed medical care and other local variables, for example, this sort of funding. And also the document form for population, we don't know that, and that's a gap. And the national health community haven't got this information. So our conclusion is, although we found the firm-born individual generally had a lower prevalence of transportation-related injuries, so we didn't find the injury risk ratio was significantly different between firm-born and firm-born individuals. And we also suggest the information on saving miles, driver license data, car ownership data should be collected in future survey, and that need to be clarified is gaps this situation between firm-born and firm-born. So I will get our call library process, and also this project was funded by the next. sorry, but it has to be
the destiny industry in general?
I think that's another RPS, and that's Yumi and the injury by induction. So we just read another paper that's of the safety that will be published in the American Journal of Induction Medicine. And that's for the worker-related injuries, and not for transportation-related injuries. Geography and Muslim, we just National Health Interview Survey data provide that variable that's from the northeast, north-south, and four regions. We just calculate that. I think. Yeah. In the US, they are given four areas, and we just compare to them. But and I don't think that makes sense. First, I calculate, and we calculate, I don't find any difference. Yes, sure, yeah, and we do that one and put a race there, and actually, and we haven't found, you know, the we haven't found any